This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. The league that never sleeps, that allows Mike Florio and people like myself to talk one sport year-round, because that sport, the NFL, never sleeps. Tags, cuts, trades, free agency, draft, and I can't get enough of it, including – the quarterback position, every offseason, Mike, for me, is number one to watch, the veteran quarterbacks and where they're going to end up going. How about for you?
Well, and you know, it didn't used to be that way. Starting quarterbacks weren't guys who hit free agency. They'd get new contracts. Maybe they'd get traded. But just the last 6 or 7 years, it's become a big part of the free agent class, the veterans who are moving from team to team. Tom Brady was the big one. Remember, Phillip Rivers went to the Colts, and now you've got Aaron Rodgers, who isn't technically a free agent, but he's going to be cut, and he'll become one. It's just part of it now, and teams are willing to let go of the bird in the hand, recognizing that the only way to become a true high-end contender is to upgrade at the quarterback position. They're not clinging to guys, especially older guys like they used to, while they wait to draft and develop someone. They think they can find someone else, and with more quarterbacks in free agency, they look at those guys.
And you know, Mike, the other part of this, it just doesn't seem like, and you talk to a lot of people, that everybody's real, not a lot of people are very excited about this draft class of quarterbacks. So I think it puts more pressure on, like, okay, if we're not crazy about them and we don't want to take one of these guys early in the draft, then we got to try to figure out which of these guys, Darnold and Wilson and Rodgers and Fields and the rest of them, that we can win enough games to keep our jobs.
Well, you're right, and that's part of the tension that comes into quarterback upgrades all the time. If you are a coach or a GM and you draft a young guy, are you even going to be there when the payoff comes? Or does that give you more time because, hey, you know, the owner understands we need to see what this guy can do. But some teams are going to feel compelled to make a move aimed at getting better right away. But most of the guys that are out there, except for Fields and Darnold, but we don't know how good they're ever going to be. We don't know how Darnold's going to be away from Kevin O'Connell. We don't know what Justin Fields' ceiling is or whether he's already reached it. But, you know, some of these other guys like Rodgers and Wilson, they're older. And whatever you do with them is going to be a short-term fix while you come up with a longer-term plan.
Did you to end it with this quarterback thing? I hear Aaron Rodgers, he's working out in Southern California, and he's got the TMZ guy there, and he says, hey, what do you want? And he says, well, I want somebody that wants me, number one, and a team that I can win with. Like, I'd like to go to a good team and be the starting quarterback. And I'm thinking, I don't know, Aaron, if you may get a job, but it may be with a team that has not been very good if it happens. And then what does Aaron Rodgers do?
Well, that's why I thought it's ridiculous to tie him to the Raiders, because the Raiders are a distant fourth in one of the best divisions in football, three playoff teams in the AFC West last year. And other than Max Crosby and Brock Bowers, who are two great foundational pieces, what do the Raiders really have right now, and how much better would Rodgers make them? And does he want that to be the last chapter of his football book. After 2 years with the Jets that were very disappointing, four snaps 1 year, five wins the next, the fewest wins in a full season for Rodgers as a starter, does he really want that to go to another place where we're going to say, man, good old days were a long time ago for Aaron Rodgers. Why does he keep hanging around? So that's why I thought Pittsburgh makes the most sense. Now, there was some noise earlier this week about the Rams. If they move on from Matthew Stafford, I can understand Rodgers wanting the Rams. I can't understand the Rams viewing Rodgers as a preferred alternative to Matthew Stafford. Rodgers is 4 years older, and Stafford right now is better than him.
Yeah, he has been. You're right. So, well, you got caught up in it. The Richie Incognito 12 years ago, Bullygate, Jonathan Martin comes out and says, I never got bullied. I've been trying to tell everybody that for the last 10 years. And Ted Wells report, now everybody's talking about that again. I saw you got in the middle of it, and Richie, you and a few other people, Schefter, one of our writers here in town, Joe Shad, he was looking for somebody, I guess, to say, hey, you guys going to come out and write something that everybody was wrong about my situation?
Well, there was a certain irony to the fact that a guy who insists that he was never a bully was bullying members of the media to cry uncle and say that everything that it was contained in the 140-page Ted Wells report was fabricated. And, Joe, there's a nuance to it that is reflected in how you set it up. Richie Incognito reacted to Jonathan Martin's quote, one line from a lengthy ESPN.com article that nobody wanted. I saw it last week, and it's like, why the hell is there a 10,000-word story about Jonathan Martin? When I saw the picture, I'm like, I don't even know who that is. Martin didn't say he was never bullied. He says he never believed he was bullied. And this is the guy who was the victim of bullying. And if you look at the Wells report, there are multiple references in there to the reality that the guy who's on the short end of that kind of treatment is inclined to not say he was treated that way. And it was a very nuanced and complicated relationship. They were friendly at times, and then they weren't. It was a bipolar relationship. That's what Martin called it. But this is not an exoneration of Richie Incognito. As loudly as he tries to shout that it is, if you look at that report, now, there are issues with Ted Wells' overall credibility from the Deflategate case a year later, where I think he had an end in mind and he worked backward. But I read that whole report this week. I didn't want to be in the middle of this. I didn't ask for this. I got better things to do than relitigate something from 12 years ago. But when you go back and look at that report, and you look at the things that Incognito is accused to have done, and there are quotes in there like, for the most part, he admits that he said and did those things. It doesn't matter if Jonathan Martin's trying now to reclaim his life and say he never believed he was bullied and it was his parents who got this thing going. Joe, if my 23-year-old son had been in the middle of the stuff he was in the middle of, and there are text messages from months in advance where they're encouraging him to try to stand up to these guys and yada, yada, at some point, I'm doing something about it, too. And I'd say most people would. You don't want to see a loved one go through that stuff. And ultimately, it started. Why? Why did it start? Because he had an episode that caused him to walk out of the facility and check himself in for treatment. So let's not forget the past here. And if we're going to start down the path of cherry-picking quotes, go back and read the whole report. And let's refresh our memories on what went down. Because Richie Incognito is not the victim. And I didn't even mention the time that he took a golf club and rubbed it in private areas of a female employee or a female volunteer at the team's charity golf outing. That's separate. And other things that he was linked to are separate. This one, just read the Wells report. And that's what's been exasperating this week, that people just want to focus on one line from an ESPN story now and forget 140 pages from 12 years ago.
All right, so we watched this thing last night, and I thought, it was great for hockey. It was. USA, Canada, I don't know how much if you watch any of it at all, but took the place of the All-Star game. And we've been talking a lot about how bad the NBA All-Star weekend was. They're trying to figure out their deal. We got flag football, and we're playing ball tag and hit the guy running and all kinds of games at the Pro Bowl. Mike, I don't know what the answer is for these things, but there's a lot of money behind the NBA and NFL that these things aren't going to completely go away because they got sponsorship that wants as much of these two sports as they can get. So what happens going forward that we could hit maybe a grand slam like last night USA and Canada did?
Well, one of the things I saw in the aftermath of last night's game is several of the players that were involved in it have injuries that will cause them to miss time for their regular teams. That's what undermines the ongoing interest of the NHL. Are you willing to assume the risk that your property that you have under contract as players on your team is going to get damaged by these exhibition games, whether it's the Olympics, which the NHL has been involved in from time to time, or the Four Nations Face-Off, which became the best all-star exhibition that any of the major league sports currently has? That's the challenge. And what can you really do for football to bring back the days of Sean Taylor sending Brian Moorman ass up in the air in Hawaii when Moorman was trying to run a fake punt for a first down? And look, if you're healthy enough at the end of an entire football season to play one more game, the last thing you should do is play one more game.
Great.
Right? During the break of the offseason, especially if you're a free agent, Tyler Eifert, the former Bengals tight end, had an ankle injury at one of the last quote-unquote real Pro Bowls that screwed up his shot at free agency. We know enough about the business of the league now, and we know enough about the health and safety of players, and we're sufficiently sensitive to it that it just doesn't make sense. And, you know, I've said for years, back 15 years at least, just get rid of the Pro Bowl entirely and name the Pro Bowl team and have a dinner or something. And now that they do that NFL honors thing, just do it there. Do an AFC and NFC Pro Bowl team. Get rid of the All-Pro team, which is league-wide. Maybe you can do that, I guess, if you want. But just do AFC All-Pro and NFC All-Pro and name them all at the NFL honors, and they get their celebration, and that's it. Because, really, how much money are you making from it, and is it worth it? When you're down to $4.7 million, it's plummeted from $6.3 to $4.7 million to watch the stupid flag football game at a time when they're determined to turn flag football into a thing. They want to make flag football happen. And I don't know how many football fans really care about flag football, but I guess if you're saturated with it long enough, you eventually will. But there's no way to make it anything close to what we saw last night. It's just always going to be something different.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's funny you said that because Matthew Tkachuk's one of the guys got hurt and didn't play very much last night. We're curious. They start their season back up tomorrow night here in Sunrise in South Florida, and they don't know how long Matthew Tkachuk, so we're kind of curious about that and how the team feels about it, to your point, about getting injured during that tournament. So, I got to ask you the other one that we've been talking a lot about, Mal. Boy, I'll tell you what, the future of the NFL, when it comes to, are we going to get to a point here, Mike, in the next 5 to 10 years where we're going to be paying for games for every channel pretty much? Netflix want to get more involved. Amazon Prime's already got a package. As we see more of these apps get involved, what's it going to look like in 5 to 10 years for NFL people?
Aren't we already there? Somebody did the math last year on how much money it costs to be able to watch or have access to the maximum number of NFL games between Sunday Ticket and the Amazon games on Thursday night. There was a Peacock game last year to start the season, the Packers and the Eagles in Brazil. You had Netflix on Christmas Day. it's already fractured in a bunch of different directions. I'm just fascinated by what the tech companies like Netflix, the ones that have all the money, Google/YouTube, what their play is the next time the deals are up. And it's going to be in 5 years, actually 4 years. 2029 season is when the NFL can pull the ball on the current broadcast deals. And the Netflix chief content officer on a podcast over the weekend blurted out that Netflix would want a Sunday afternoon package. CBS and Fox currently hold those. And the reaction that I kind of got from it, because they tried to put the toothpaste back in the tube, it's like, why do they care so much? And one explanation is, and I don't want to go too far down the rabbit hole, but there's a future where one of these big companies buys a massive set of rights and then sells them back to the networks, where you've got the traditional network model, but between the networks and the NFL is one of these massive companies that goes out and buys up global rights, streams the excess, but makes sure that the broadcast audiences are served. Because that's the one thing people need to cling to, Joe. Broadcast is still strong. The content providers are realizing that three-letter over-the-air TV is still viable, and you can't maximize your audience without it. So there will always be your selection of games on free TV. But to get them all, you're going to have to pay for some of these other services.
God, Mike, it's a crazy time, man. Boy, I tell you what, I don't know what my wife's buying and not as far as these apps go, but yeah, this thing could get crazy, crazy, crazy down the road for sure. Hey, Mike, as always, thank you so much, bud. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you, Joe.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.